Five Lies of Our Anti-Christian Age by Rosaria Butterfield. Overview. Rosaria Butterfield uses her background and personal journey of faith in providing sound biblical answers to five challenging social norms in our current Western lives. Topics of homosexuality, feminism, transgenderism, spiritual but not religious, and modesty and are covered and done so through a biblical worldview to make sense of why we're seeing what we are seeing and what our response should be to it as Christians with the message of the gospel of hope and freedom. Review. What Butterfield does in this book is not only give the biggest issue with identity and the self-deception of sexuality today, 2023, but also keeps it gospel focused, which is the cure. First of all, it has footnotes, so it's already riding high for me. Next, she defines most of her terms right off the bat. I had to remind myself that I already knew a lot of the topic and wanted to read this for the intended audience. There were maybe a few words where I thought it would have been good to include, like gender, in the first chapter. However, she did come to talk about the Freudian influence in mixing up sex and gender, which is an important discussion point. The five lies she's identifying in her book are the following. Homosexuality is normal. 2, being a spiritual person is kinder than being a biblical Christian. 3, feminism is good for the world and the church. 4, transgenderism is normal. And 5, modesty is outdated burden that serves male dominance and holds women back. Each topic is molded to a personal story or concerns her personal journey to faith, which adds more than just looking at a collection of current event stories to shake your head at. For being at 300 pages, this book does a lot of work in a good amount of time. While this book does seem to at first be one for a Christian to be informed about the current day issues, this also appears to be targeted to those wanting to see the full Christian response to the topic at hand. While being spiritual and modesty seem to be topics that don't necessarily belong in the camp with the other three, Butterfield does a good job of laying out the through line that ties them all together. Butterfield is a skilled writer, then that shows here. You might read familiar passages from her previous books here of her personal story, but that's also probably why you picked up the book too. The solution of the gospel tends to feel a bit longer in laying out the answer, but one has to see that the audience isn't just for Christians, but for non-Christians or Christians needing help with providing the world a full answer from a biblical perspective. This was very well done and very well balanced. Butterfield provides enough current event stories to inform someone who hasn't paid attention in the last 7 years what the issue is. She gives enough personal anecdotes to provide actual situations that any of us may encounter. She also gives a full biblical perspective rooted in the scriptures of how Christians should respond and a worldview of why we shouldn't be surprised that this is happening. A good book to mark up and to give to others. Final grade, A.